Also, I was, well, before we were talking about carrying this meal and stuff to the,
Meal?
To the mill. Now, I guess you'd just have to haul it in a wagon.
Yes,
would be,
oh, well, you had it going.
Mm-hmm, to be the thing.
Horseback in the wagon.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you would, if you were to take that corn or to be ground at the mill, what would you call the amount of corn that you take to the mill at one time?
Peck or half a bushel.
Something like that?
Bushel.
Mm-hmm. Measure it like that?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of a turn of?
Yeah.
A turn of? Mm-hmm.
Took a ton of corn to the mill this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a bushel, a bushel and a half or whatever
mm-hmm.
might be a
mm-hmm.
ton of corn.
Mm-hmm. That would be, yeah. Now, what would you, when you carry the washing out to hang it out on the line, you put them in, what would you carry it out in?
Well, a little tub or a big dish pan
mm-hmm.
or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm. And didn't have a clothes basket?
No. Oh, I never had one.
Oh, you didn't end up?
Not till they got to making these plastic things.
Oh, uh-huh.
The last few years,
mm-hmm.
well, since they've come in, why, I got me a clothes basket.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, what about what nails would come in?
Tags.
Uh-huh. That would be just...
Mm-hmm. And Lord, we used to save them when... Bert would buy a few nails when he was building the barn and
uh-huh.
so on. We took care of every one of those tags. We had a use for them. Putting first one thing and another in, we
mm-hmm.
wanted to keep mice
mm-hmm.
and rats out of
mm-hmm.
Put them in those tags, they wouldn't bother.
Well, what about those things that would run around like a keg or something to hold the staves in place or around the barrel?
Hoops, or hoops, what are they called?
I don't know, whatever that was the, I don't know those things, so I don't know what to call them. I'm not
hoops, I guess.
Not very familiar
barrel.
With them. Well, what about what you put in the top of a bottle to keep the stuff?
Corks.
No, they have those. And,
mm-hmm.
and was it always made out of cork, or did they
yes.
have them?
It
was all a few of them that you can buy during the hardware the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They still?
They have little ones, big ones, and great
mm-hmm.
big ones.
Mm-hmm. What about those little musical instruments that, like children would play that they...
Harp.
Oh, that'd be...
Mouth harp and juice harp.
French harp.
Oh, what's the difference between a French harp and...
Juice harp.
And a juice harp.
A juice harp's got just a little tongue in it. And
it's a round.
It's got a little trinket out here on the end that you work with your fingers.
Oh.
And kind of roll in that
uh-huh.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
And a French harp, of course, you know what they are.
Those are like the ones that they still
mm-hmm.
play nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, what you said mouth harp. What's a mouth harp?
Well, they call the...
French harp.
French harp,
that's that's just another name.
Another name.
That wasn't anything different.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought that might be something that I didn't know about. And then you would, to pound nails into things.
Hammer.
You had the same kind like that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, on a wagon, now this is something I don't know too much about, but I've been trying to learn about the part that would go up between the horses.
Tongue.
And then on a buggy, the...
Shaves.
Yeah. And then on the wheel, on a wagon wheel, there'd be a hub, I think you call it, in the center.
Yes.
And then through that, there'd be a...
Spokes.
And then the...
Oh, it'd be spinning through the wheel.
Oh, that's what would go through the middle of
yeah.
the wheel?
Yeah.
And then the spokes...
Then the spokes come
those
out.
Things that come out like...
The tar, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, like that. Well, then... And then that would be...